You are Locked On Pirates, your daily podcast on the Pittsburgh Pirates, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Pirates, your Pittsburgh Pirates podcast of choice here on the Locked On Network. My name is Alex Stumpf, and I am joined today by my co-host, Jared Prugar, in a show that we realized about 2 minutes before airing that we don't really have a name for yet. So we're going to call this J&A. For the time being, I guess. Jared, how are you doing?
I'm good, Alex. You know, and as you were saying that, why don't we leave it up to our fans, all seven of them? They can come up with a name for the show. What do you think about that?
I like it.
I think as long as they don't come up with
it, get lost. If I was going to name it, I'd probably say something along the lines of Harambe 420 or something like that. So we're going to give them way too much power, but I like it.
Yeah, as long as they don't say get lost, I think we'll be all right, you know?
Yes. All right. Some of you hopefully have heard Jaren and I talk whenever we were both doing podcasts for Pirates Breakdown. We called it Pirates Countdown at the time. I don't want to say we had to abandon it, but we decided to abandon it once Trevor Williams and Stephen Brault decided that they wanted to be, you know, the go-to Pirates righty-lefty combo on giving top five lists in Pittsburgh. So we decided to back off of that territory. And we also realized that most of our best stuff on those shows anyways was whenever we got away from that formula and we just started BSing. So I think that's what this show is going to be, just us watching Pirates baseball and then every week talking about what we saw, what we like, what we didn't like, what needs to change. And I think we get two different voices that the rest of the podcasting world doesn't have. I'll introduce myself real fast and I'll let Jared do the same so we can tell you why you should care. Like I said, my name is Alex Stumpf. I have done podcasting for Pirates Breakdown, which hopefully some of you have read before, but I am also a credentialed beat reporter with the Pittsburgh Sports Report. I've done a lot of writing for The Point of Pittsburgh over the last year and a half, and there's going to be even more coming forward. And for the few actual maniacs out there who want to hear what I have to say on a national level, I do stuff for Sporting News. I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years right now, and I'm looking forward to finally breaking into podcasting more.
And for myself, my name is Jared Prugar. Obviously, it's really hard to pronounce my name. It's Prugar. You say it exactly how you say it. And Jared, I'm not the Subway guy. I'm more of a jewelry store since the Subway guy has gotten himself into, you know, prison and stuff like that. As far as my background, I've been doing Pirates Breakdown stuff for the site, covering the Altoona Curve as a credentialed reporter there, covering that beat for a little over a year and a half now. And it's been a lot of fun. And then last year, Alex and I broke into the podcasting world decided it was a lot more fun than we anticipated. And we have a couple different voices and opinions that really make us stand out. As far as where you can catch my writing elsewhere, I have pretty weekly Pittsburgh Hoops article on college basketball in the Pittsburgh area for Pittsburgh Sports Castle, as well as my Curve stuff for Pirates Breakdown. And I cover Penn State sports, pretty much all of the big time sports, football, basketball, wrestling, baseball, you name it. I cover it for Pittsburgh Sports Report. And I'm really excited to work with Alex and on a project that we're going to bring to your ears every so often. And it'll be music to your ears and better than what you can find somewhere else.
Yeah, it's going to be even more than every so often. We're going to be in every week show here, like everybody on Locked On Pirates. We're going to be daily podcasts here, and we're excited to be kicking off the week. I think we got the Monday slot, so we're going to be setting the pace for the week every week.
Excellent. We're looking forward to making your case of the Mondays that much better with our analysis. I'll have a little bit more of a foray into the minor league spot as well, and we'll also have some stuff like that down the road for Locked On Pirates. But I'm excited to get started, and Alex and I are going to make your Mondays even better than what they should be because everybody gets a case of the Mondays every Monday, and we're looking to change that.
All right. Don't want to get to make this that long of a podcast because this is still spring training. I'm actually going to tell Jason right now, we're calling this episode zero. This is more of an introduction. Episode one will be next week. But I just, so people can get a general feel of how we feel about this Pirates team this year, Jared, what are you thinking the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to do in 2018?
I think they're going to surprise some people. I know, obviously, we've talked about our outlooks for the season. I think they're going to be somewhere between 80 and 90 wins. And the reason I think that is really you lose an average defender in Andrew McCutchen. Great. And if you take a couple months of the way last year out of the season last year, and he's an average hitter at best. And I know that that's not necessarily fair to say given his credentials as a hitter over his career, but you get a guy like Corey Dickerson and some of the platoon guys that they're going to roll with in the outfield. The only question mark really is Marte in center. Other than that, I think he'll play pretty well. You've got your basically your infield coming back, and you lose a Garrett Cole guy that you open the door for a guy like Trevor Williams, and you get Chad Cool in the rotation. You get those guys some more time. You get Ty on to kind of embrace the role of the ace while Nova embraces the role of the dean, according to Hurdle. So I'm looking forward to it. If they can get to pitching, I think what we've seen in the spring so far is our offense has some pop. They have some potential. Josh Bell is going to be the everyday first baseman, which is great. You got some good bench bats and Sean Rodriguez and Max Moroff and guys like that. So I think they're going to turn some heads, and it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, I think the rumors of the Pirates' demise have been greatly exaggerated. I wouldn't go as far as to say 90 right now. Right now I see this as about a 500 club, but I see them having the potential to get that wild card spot. Also, if a couple things go right, and if a couple things go wrong, I see them being in the mid-70s win-wise. So flip it 7-8 games either way. Like you said, I'm excited about this young pitching staff. Last year, they were all very quietly about league average, and I think a year of growth, they're going to be trending the right way. The bullpen, kind of boom or bust, but I think Rivero, no argument from pretty much anybody in Pittsburgh, has become one of the five best relievers in baseball. Feliz, I think, is going to turn some heads, as will Crick. Contos turned out to be a pretty solid setup man in a short sample size last year. Be very interested to see what he could do during the regular season. And in the outfield, Polanco and Marte have had very good springs, especially Polanco, you know, putting the ball over the wall. We've heard he could do it for years. He's finally doing it now. He looks healthy. He's never really been healthy throughout his major league career. If he finally is, maybe this is finally the breakout season that we've been waiting for. Him, Moran, Dickerson, I see this being a lot more powerful of a club than we had last year. It's deeper. We don't have the top-of-the-line guys like Andrew McCutchen or Garrett Cole anymore, but I think they're deeper all around. I think they're taking a step forward in 2018. I just don't know if it's going to be enough to compete for a wild card yet.
Right, and the NL, I think, is going to be wide open. I think the NL East is pretty weak, aside from the Nationals, and I think the Braves are going to turn some heads with their youth. I don't think the Mets are anything to worry about, and the Marlins. I don't think there's a team that had a worse offseason than the Marlins, as far as the fire sale that happened down there with Jeets getting rid of everybody.
Yeah, Jeets.
The NL West is going to be powerful, I think. And the NL Central, I think, is going to be wide open. You got the Brewers that made some splash moves, the Cubs that are just kind of there, and same thing with the Cardinals. They didn't really necessarily get all too much better as far as the moves that they made. It's going to be really nice to not go into Chicago and have to worry about Arrieta anymore. So that will be a plus. But at the same time, there's still the Cubs and the Cardinals for a reason. So playing those guys as much as they do this season is going to be tough. And plus, you got the Reds and the Brewers to worry about. But I think it's very possible that the Pirates can see themselves near the top of the division for as long as the season goes well and according to plans.
Yeah, it's obviously the Cubs division to lose still going into this year. And Brewers obviously were a surprise team last year, made some splash moves. I'm not 100% convinced that pitching that they had last year wasn't just smoke and mirrors. I mean, especially without Jimmy Nelson for a bit. It's going to be tough for them. Maybe they can keep it going, but I think those pitchers are going to regress. And as a team, even with those splash moves, probably stick in neutral, best case scenario. Cardinals are obviously the Cardinals. They're not going to go anywhere anytime soon, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting division. I don't look at the Cardinals and the Brewers and I see two teams that are just a league better than the Pirates, that they can't compete for second place in the division. And like you said, with the way the NL East is shaping up right now, and the NL West kind of wild between, okay, can the Rockies and Diamondbacks take a leap forward, or can the Giants bring back their even year BS? I don't see two wild cards coming out of those. One wild card, I think, is going to come out of the Central, and I think the Pirates can compete for one of those. Really just those three teams. Yeah.
Or, it'll be interesting to see how
keep
it
their
plays
name
out.
In there.
Exactly. But also, I think what's important for the Pirates and their fans to look at down the road is where these prospects that are in the ranks and the minors coming up, what role they play into the stretch run and going from there. I know it's only March, but it's pretty important to kind of look ahead and see what's down on the farm and see where there could be some improvements if they're made, what kind of impact they can have on the big league squad. Because there are some people down at AAA, and I know the rosters haven't been finalized yet, that could be chomping at the bit and looking at some quality time here in the big leagues coming up.
Yeah, AA too. You're going to be covering some very exciting prospects this year between Mitch Keller and Cole Tucker, and Kramer has really busted onto the scene this spring training.
And with Keller, he got some big league action in camp today. Two innings, I think he had three Ks and gave up a single hit in his first major league experience, even though spring training and he's playing against the Red Sox. So I think that's something to build on and look forward to. Alex and Correa, I think, looked pretty good a couple games ago, filling in a spot start for Glasnow. So the future, I think, is bright for the Curve, especially the 2017 Eastern League champs. They've got a good nucleus of those guys coming back again, which isn't necessarily a bad thing moving forward, even though they're still in AA. It's just they're in AAA, there's a little bit of a log jam, but it'll be exciting to see how that unfolds the rest of the season and coming out of camp.
All right. I did promise everyone that we're going to keep this short, so I think we're going to cut it off right there. We're definitely going to be talking about more of this next week on the eve of the regular season. So I think that's all we got, unless you have a parting shot there, Jared.
I think we're great. I think it's good, Alex. We'll see everybody back here on next Monday.
All right. With Locked On Pirates, this is Alex Stone from Jared Prugar. Thanks for listening.